My name's Leo Waro. We're here in London on my houseboat, which is called Zeb Zero, on the south side of the River Thames in the shadow of the Battersea Power Station. I've had the best luck with real estate somehow in London, which in growing up in the middle of nowhere, I didn't realize just how important finding the right place to live in a city was. But when I first moved to London, I had an old friend who passed away, and her son let me stay in her apartment, which was just the most incredible gift. I lived in Whitehall Court, which is pretty much as close to the center of London as you can, a block away from Parliament, a view of the river. And I lived there for a year, and it was just the most incredible thing. It was the most wonderful place. And after that, when I eventually had to move out, tearfully, I moved into this wretched flat in Shoreditch in East London with these three finance guys whose names I still don't really know, who never cleaned or washed from what I could tell. And it was just so miserable. And I was walking past Regent's Canal one day and I saw all these houseboats. It was March, I think. And I saw all these houseboats just sitting in the canal. And I got home and went on Gumtree, which is the British version of Craigslist, and looked up Houseboat Rental London. And the first thing that came up was like two girls in their mid-20s looking for a flatmate on a cheap boat in Chelsea. 4 days later, I moved in. And that was my first houseboat. This is my third, but once I moved on to the river, I just didn't really want to leave. I can't really say what it is that I love about the river, but I really noticed the river's absence when I wasn't living on it. Between boats, I moved to this flat in Edgware Road, and I just missed the river itself. It has a life of its own. It has its personalities and its quirks. And, you know, I love seeing the birds every day and the animals that are around. I mean, people think of the Thames as a really horribly polluted river, and it is, but you still see seagulls and cormorants, and you see them dive in and pick up eels, and you see fish sometimes. There was a seal once. And that's just an incredibly unique thing to find in a big city, that access to nature. There's a swan that I feed Rivita out my window at night. It's wonderful. There's an incredible way that the river, it kind of becomes a part of the architecture of the boat. You know, at the most basic level, at low tide, we're on a 45 degree slant and everything falls out of our refrigerator and you have to turn your frying pans as you cook a sauce. But the upside of that is when the sun is out and the river is moving, it sort of twinkles light against the wall, and it just has an incredible liveliness to it that a normal house wouldn't have.